Hello everybody and welcome to today's Sunday sermon, which is the 14th Sunday in Ordinary Time. My name is Father Tom Casey, SMA of the SMA Media Centre in Ndola in Zambia, presenting and producing this programme. Today we see in the Gospel the call of the 72 disciples. And in a way we can look at this event and see how we too are called to be disciples. And we're looking more at the works of the disciples. And of course, we see they went out and they healed and they preached and they said that the kingdom of God is very close to you, following on the commands and the words and the wishes of Jesus himself as he advised them to do. He also advised them not to clutter up their lives with material things, taking extra luggage with them on the journey. They were to travel simply and trust in the Lord to provide. Then Jesus advised them that they were to concentrate on their task. You know, not even to waste time saluting people on the road, which seems very severe. It's the message is, keep your mind focused on what you are doing. And in their case, to preach the kingdom of God. To have heard God's word is a great responsibility, because what will you do with it? You must share it. If we know the gospel and the truth, then we have a responsibility to share it. Responsibility is the other side of privilege. They come back rejoicing. Even the devils come shrieking out of people when we use your name, they said. And Jesus said an unusual thing. He said, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. And then he said, rejoice not, rather that you have the power to chase out devils, but rejoice rather that your names are written in the books in heaven. So he is warning them maybe about pride. Sometimes in our work, if we rely on the praise of other people, then the pride takes over, and that is self-destructive. So Jesus may be saying that to the disciples. Rejoice rather that your names are written in heaven. It's also like a harvest and harvesting. When Jesus said to his disciples in Matthew 9 verse 38, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. And therefore, the harvest is there, he says. The preaching of the kingdom of God is needed. It's ripe. People are waiting to hear it. But how can they hear it unless somebody goes and preaches it? For us, listening to this program, maybe these are practical ways of putting into practice. Not all of us are directly involved with preaching the word and doing as what the 72 did. But yet in many ways we do. We do heal. We do drive out demons. We help people to be free, find a way to resolve their problems. We do so by listening and counseling and helping in many ways. The kingdom of heaven is near. Look at me. I am hopeful. I live my life with great hope and with great confidence that I'm on a journey, and I'm on a journey back to the Lord. I'm on the road to heaven. For us, we are disciples, each and every one listening to this program. So each day we go to a job to earn our money, our wages. We experience a harvest. This is our harvest. No matter what kind of job it is, and people find jobs, alternative employment, especially in poorer countries. Each time we receive love from our family and those in our lives, we experience harvest. Each time we experience the closeness of God in a way that fills us spiritually, we experience a harvest, a spiritual experience. It might be in church, it might be watching a sunset or by the seaside or on a mountain or looking over a beautiful valley or a faraway distance that makes us feel so happy and so full of the Spirit. This is a harvest, and we reap those harvests if we open our minds to and believe that this is given to us by God. Anytime we are filled, we experience harvest. Harvest, then, is something that we experience on a daily basis. Count your blessings, in other words. See the blessings that are there in your life every day. This is where those words of Jesus are so important. The harvest we experience on a daily basis don't actually belong to us. Even our partners in marriage, our children that we have been blessed with, they don't belong to us. We have a responsibility towards them. We love them and they love us. But it's all a gift. Belongs to God. They belong to God. Our wages belong to God. These are gifts that are given to us. The food that we sit down to eat every day, even if it is very scarce, it is a blessing from God, a harvest from God, because the Lord of the harvest is Jesus, not us. When we put God in his place, meaning his rightful place in our lives, we recognize him as Lord of our harvests. We recognize that he is the one who gives us everything. He gives us hands to work. That he is the one who supplies our provisions. That our family is actually his family. Finally, when we recognize the Lord of the harvest for who he is in our lives, we also embrace the fact that while in part our harvest is something he gives to meet our needs, it is also something he wants us to use to bless others. Therefore, the privilege of what God gives us every day brings responsibility to use the gifts in a rightful way, and especially to bless others. All those wonderful things in our lives that we'll give thanks for at all times, these things exist in large part to be a blessing to the world around us. The question I ask is, do I need to put God in his rightful place in my heart, namely the Lord of the harvest? Do I need to recognize him as Lord of my harvest? This is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Center in Ndola in Zambia, signing off now and wishing you a beautiful Sunday and a grace-filled week ahead.